He brings the passion.
What? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Sports, man.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Dude, what's wrong with the Niners? How much time you got, bud?
Four hours.
2-2-2.
All right, I'm going to tell you this. It's health first. That's what's wrong. To sit here and come in and talk about Javon Hargrave, who arguably had his best game Sunday, about he's not doing enough, and he wasn't, along with the whole defensive line, and to get home and do a show with you and find out on a thread that he's out for the year with the pec injury, which I'd brought up, and I didn't think, okay, you know, it's the kiss of death. But right now, looking at it, my partner with the beautiful hair, the running backs in Germany, I feel like he's just going all around town. Help me, help me. Who's got the antidote for my Achilles tendonitis? And no Debo. The Brock Purdy's back. He needs the MRI today. He's been carrying the offense, okay? It's health, man. It is the Red Cross. How about that? That's my answer, partner.
Well,
good morning.
How you doing?
All right.
Brock Purdy's MRI was clean.
Oh.
But we do need to talk about some of the things that happened in the last day. Brock Purdy did get an MRI. He's got soreness in his back. He's listed as day-to-day.
My neck and my back.
We've got Christian McCaffrey, who's headed to Germany to see a specialist about his Achilles. That obviously brings a level of severity to that injury that was not here before.
Man.
Hargrave's definitely going to be out for the rest of the regular season, and I saw there was a small chance he could play in the postseason, assuming the Niners
get there. Okay.
There'll be no Debo Samuel this week against the Patriots. McCaffrey's going to miss the Patriots and at least the game after that.
Wow,
so
man.
That's what's going on with the San Francisco 49ers. But if I were to ask San Francisco fans, give me the biggest issue with this team right now. What is the biggest issue with this team right now? How would you describe it? What is the biggest issue? I mean, for me, probably it is the defense and the fact that they haven't. The way I said it to you earlier, Goo, is that their defense has not made any impact on the offense of the other team. It just feels like the other team's offense runs what they want to run,
yeah,
and it's up to the 49ers to stop them. But it doesn't feel like the Niners are doing anything aggressive defensively that might be more risky, for sure, but it also might have a higher payoff than what they've been looking at so far.
And it's been musical chairs at the defensive coordinator position, and rightfully so. Two guys, D'Amico Ryans and Robert Saleh, were so exceptional at their job calling defense, Donnie, that they parlayed that and their opportunity into head coaching jobs, okay? But now, last year, it didn't go so well for Mr. Wilkes, okay? He was the scapegoat, even though his unit played effectively, to me, in the Super Bowl. Now here comes the in-house candidate, Nick Sorensen, Donnie, and right now, for whatever reason, they can't get home. So I don't know what's going on there, but the crazy part about that is the injuries pretty much are on the offensive side of the ball, and the offense is the main reason that you've been winning games. Now I need you to really slap me here if I'm going down this road I'm sharing with you my thought. And my thoughts are not definitive statements, but tell me where I'm going. Help me, guide me, Steiny. As prolific, might be too strong, but as good as this offense has been early on this season, when I look at the fourth quarter tied up 24-24 against the Rams, Niners have the ball, and they have to punt. Minnesota, the defense, got you within six. You get the ball. You had to punt. So I bring those two instances up, Stani, to be like, those are the money drives. So as much as I come in here and say, hey, you know, I love what Jennings and Brock and Mason are doing, when you look at money time, Stani, the offense has sputtered.
It has.
Is that unfair?
No, I think it's – well, first of all, I'm looking at they scored, what, 32 – 17, 24.
Okay.
So that averages out to about 24 points a game. And last year through the first, I believe, nine games, they were averaging 30 points a game. So they're not scoring like they have in the past. Again, it's only three games. But no, during those drives that they must have, they haven't come through. At least in the last two games, they haven't come through. So I'm not necessarily sure it's a fourth quarter thing, more than just a general thing about their offense, where it's just, you know, it's good. It's been good, but it hasn't been great.
And you're hurt, and you're still
exactly so
being effective.
I hear you there, but no, you're right. They had a couple chances the last 2 weeks to put games away. To me, the Minnesota game is a game where – overall,
you got outplayed.
They were kind of handled.
Okay, all right.
And
you were lucky to be in that position. That's
the way I look at it. Not that you can't steal a game like that every once in a while, but you can't count on that. Although you can't, you know, every once in a while you got to figure out a way to win a game like the Vikings game. And then the 49ers got to win a game like the Rams just won a game where you get outplayed. And you find a way at the end to win the game. And we'll see how the rest of the season unfolds. But my question to 49er fans is simple. What's wrong? Give me one thing that's wrong with the Niners. And one of the reasons I'm going to throw this question out, Goo, to you and the listeners is because there's a lot going on right now. And I don't know what the biggest issue is, but it feels like they've got a lot of them. Health, obviously, is a big one. But you can just go around that football team right now and see all kinds of areas where they can improve, period.
And on top of that, I don't want to be right in this instance, but I know life and I know sports, I believe, Stani. And watching the games and the years, the attrition kicks in. And all I was telling you and Evan and Spadoni and the listeners before the season started, you can't go every year. Things sometimes are out of your control because things happen. And I bring up the word attrition. And the reason I bring that up is you look at McCaffrey's workload last year, and it wasn't a big deal, Stani, because you got to the Super Bowl and he played in the Super Bowl. But when you look at the numbers, when you go micro and say, man, what's going to be the impact next season after you look at his Carfax report? Are we really shocked that, and I am, and I was, and I have been, and still am, were we really shocked he wasn't able to go week one? So when I look at what's happening in regard to the sick bay, I'm going Star Trek on you, Stani, where guys all of a sudden are hurting and they're missing games this early, I do know in 2022 you started out 1-2, lost two on the road, and you got to the NFC Championship game. I'm not saying this is a death sentence at all, but Stani, I feel like now, tangibly, things are happening out of your control that are not on the football field. And that just goes to, do you ever get the feeling sometimes in life, Stani, it might not just be your day? And I'm not feeling that right now for the Niners in regard to their year, but how can we ignore Hargrave being gone? Your boy,
he's gotten ripped the last.
But what's my phrase? I think I coined it. Be careful what you wish for.
You didn't coin that.
You don't know what you have until it's gone.
Nor that. That's
Stop,
Joni Mitchell. Or,
but that's
Judy
what this
Collins.
Is turning into to me.
Well,
and Steve Wilks, what do you think he's, wherever he's at, sipping his coffee or eating his Fruity Pebbles, what do you think he's thinking about his former employer and the defense that he oversaw? Because if I were him, I'd feel a little better about my job that I did here. Where I got the papers, the walking paper. So I put all that in the pot of gumbo to say it's coming at the Niners from every direction right now, Stani.
Yep, and some of it is brought upon by themselves. All right, 888 957-9570. Let's get into it. What is wrong with the 49ers? Or maybe I should say, what's the biggest thing wrong with the 49ers if you can't narrow it down? We'll take a lot of different answers on this one. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Lucky California.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Welcome back.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
I'm off, I'm out.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, the answers are flooding in after a simple question: what's wrong with the Niners? 650, the defensive line isn't doing the secondary any favors, and the secondary stinks. All of our linebackers except Fred are awful in coverage. All we do in the biggest moments is commit a defensive penalty, and we've done that now for 10 years. That's from the 650.
Damn. And I told you yesterday, Stani, this is not my own, but a secondary's best friend is a great pass rush. You know what I mean? And right now, and Baldy was on with Bonte and Shasky this morning, and he was just talking about, you know, Stafford's been comfortable, and so has Sam Darnold. And moving forward, that's got to change. But you just get news last night. Hargrave, who you gave a bag to, is gone. So, you know, how confident? Like, that's an issue, Stani. That's not technique. That's just another injury.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to add to that. 650, this is what – I'm sorry. 650 again. We have a big lack of depth. Young guys aren't developing enough to contribute. That's a coaching issue. 888-957-9570. What's wrong with the Niners right now?
Who did we hear last week, the DB? Was it Mooney Ward who said he wanted to cover? He felt like he should have been covering. No,
he can't cover Jefferson. He couldn't cover 2-2.
But it's 2-2 Atwell. But, Stani, I'm just saying that right there tells me we don't know if he could or not. And maybe you would have had a better chance, but then what happened that game? My point being, you know, if you're questioning the scheme, I'm not saying all the players are, that's just not a good thing. You know, let me go guard Kobe. He might
get 40. You don't just get to do that if you're a player and dictate to the coaching staff what you think you want to do when there's 10 other guys there. So, I mean, I don't know what's going on defensively. It doesn't seem like there's a lot going on defensively right now.
But what he what he did say is he was in a better mental zone when he guards the best one. So I'm just throwing that out from the, not saying he's right, but when the athletes don't get their way or feel like they should be being utilized a different way, Steiny, yeah, they're trying their hardest, but mentally you might be at 87% because you're thinking about that, you know, I should be doing something else. That's all.
888-957-9570. Great show coming up today. We got Ross Tucker at 11 o'clock, Odyssey's NFL Insider. At noon, we're going to talk about Brock Purdy and the Purdy prognosis. We'll devote some time to him. And then at 1 o'clock, Sounds of the Week. We had some fun with that last week, and Evan's got some great sound to share this week, and then later in the week, we got a real treat for you guys. But I'm going to keep it under my hat right now.
All right, but like you did the Sharks trade. They made our team made a trade. Why didn't you tell me? Real quick, they shocked the NHL world by trading Thomas Hertl to Vegas. Is it Tomas?
Yes.
All right, I'm learning. Tomas Hertl to Vegas in a blockbuster trade. They traded 2 third-round picks in 2025 and 2027. And in return, we received a 2023.
You good? Did your line cut out?
We'll get back to
okay. Yeah, some tough names to pronounce.
No. Some dates though threw me off.
This happened back in March, by the way.
No, but there was one last night. Emberson. No. The Sharks traded Ty Emberson to the Edmonton Oilers for Cody Cecil and a defenseman and a 2025 third-round pick. That was last night.
Does that change the balance of power?
Tomas Hertl, by the way.
Well, he just corrected me, Spadoni. You didn't hear him?
No, I'm correcting Steiny.
I said Tomas. Yeah.
I'm on it, Spadoni, right. My trade was last night, Spadoni.
Let's let that go.
Hey, Spadoni. Shut up.
We've got to do.
My trade was last night. I was reading old stuff.
What position did Emerson play?
He's a defenseman.
Let's get back to the Niners.
Oh, boy.
Although the Sharks could have a big year.
We'll see.
Trucker George. What's going on, Trucker George? How you doing?
Guys, how does my signal sound out here?
Perfect.
Man.
Hey, so first off, just want to say it feels like the organizational concept has changed. We have went away from a defensive line reliant system. And that, you know, we got to give that to the Chiefs for handing us two L's in the biggest game. And it feels like the defense is responding to that. And, you know, they're expecting, you know, more quarterback pressure. And we just don't have the horses. Meanwhile, we've delegated the funds to the offense and the offensive philosophy. And that's just my opinion. I'm not saying it's word is bond. And I'm just interested in you guys' opinion on the subject matter. Thanks again, guys.
Yeah,
cool.
Well, Bonte said it, you know, during the commercial. I'll just throw it to you and the listeners, Steiny. We're on Ayuk's neck, and I know that the ink has not even dried from the deal he signed, and we're looking at production. Is it fair we put the same spotlight on Bosa now? He's got two sacks, but we all can look each other in the face and say, he, the leader of that D-line, is not doing enough. You say what to that?
He's not. Mm. He's not doing enough. I think that's obvious to everybody.
Is that scheme or is that personal? Like, how does it get? I know we have Ross at 11, but that's my concern moving forward. It should be every 49er fan's concern. How are you going to create pressure?
Well, how did he create it 2 years ago?
See, I think he had some depth on that line.
Okay.
So then he's not getting help other places.
Then he's not a superstar. I'm sorry.
But it's like Ayuk. They paid him as one. And I'm not saying he's falling off. I'm just saying it's real. The numbers are not there. So as we criticize Ayuk, I think Bosa's in that same boat.
The difference between the two of them is Bosa's contract negotiations were completely away from the public. And I think what's hurting Brandon Ayuk right now is the fact that there are a lot of 49er fans that don't like the way he handled free agency. Although, is that fair? 49er fans? Did I characterize that correctly? I mean, of the holdouts that we've seen.
Oh, he lost a couple people, Steiny.
Trent Williams didn't really get public over his. McCaffrey certainly didn't get public over his. But Ayuk absolutely went public over his. And I do think it turned fans off. I remember talking about Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams, and I said, you know, to my way of thinking, the Trent Williams holdout's more annoying because this is Brandon Ayuk's window to get paid, and Trent Williams was under contract. But most people said it was Ayuk because they didn't like the tact he was taking during negotiations.
He went public.
Exactly. And so I think that sticks out to people.
Estimated Eyes on the YouTube chat says, guys, gosh, I don't think Bosa looked that bad. It's not bad. It's we're looking for dominance. And we're talking about the highest paid defensive lineman in the game, defensive player in the game. So quarterbacks are being comfortable when they play the red and gold. And I don't think it's unfair to start at the top when you look at your best player to be more ferocious or disruptive. And Steiny, I'm going to be consistent till I see something else. I'm not Reggie White, but I remember the greats, the Jerome Browns, the Charles Haley's, the Fred Dean's, all the great ones, J.J. Watt. You got to have more than one move. And it seems like Bosa is a one-trick pony just trying to slither and beat his man to the outside. And when that's not working, there's nothing else there.
Well, if that's the case, then the 49ers made a mistake. And maybe they're starting to pay for that right now. The 2-1-3, the defense has never been as good as advertised. Now the chickens have come home to roost. Defense misses their true dog and their emotional leader, Dre Greenlaw. Let's go to Viking Dave. Hey, Viking Dave, well, what's going on, man?
He's feeling good.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I've been a Viking fan since 1962.
All right.
I think what's going on with the Niners, I believe they're still hung over from last year's Super Bowl. And to boot, I think when the Vikings beat them in Minnesota a couple of weeks ago, it was a gut, you know, a punch in the gut. And it just seems like recently there's no morale. It seems like they have their heads down when they lose. I think what they need is a booster shot and maybe bring in Ric Flair from the WWE before a game, the locker room, and turn him up, get him going. You know, or some 49er greats like Joe Montana, do a little pep talk before a game and get them all going. But it just seems like there's no morale. There's no pump. There's no, oh, well, we'll go out and play. And that's it. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think you are. I don't think you're wrong about the emotion. At all. I haven't seen it either. Maybe it's because you played two games on the road and it's tougher to get wound up on the road, but that is one thing that has been noticeable. There's no spark. There's no spark on this team yet. There's no spark defensively, that's for sure.
But what about when we saw Warner, you know, pick off Sam Darnold and knocked the ball out at the goal line? Those are plays, but
right.
After the play resulted in a turnover, I felt like I saw the motion. And I'll say this to his point. You best believe you want it to be a Super Bowl hangover, because when I hear hangover, that's not about talent. That's just about your mentals. What I'm looking at is it's about the skill set. And the skill set on the defense and the defensive line. That's and the lack of skill set. So, Steiny, I would take a Super Bowl hangover all day as opposed to avoiding the rat on the table, it being about talent.
It might be about talent. It might be about talent.
I'm not
talent.
Seeing that a non-emotion, I guess.
Okay, give me a play where people were going crazy. Like, remember when – give me anything that resembles Bosa sliding on the grass against Washington.
I had nothing for you.
Exactly. They have not played with any noticeable fire that I've seen. Fred Warner's Fred Warner, but there's 10 other guys on defense. The defensive backs haven't been good. The defensive line has gotten no pressure.
We sure haven't seen a viral video of number 71 pancaking a dude that we normally see. I know it's early, but you know what I'm talking about, where he just looks like the Incredible Hulk.
What about week one?
Week one.
When they kick 6 field goals.
No, I'm saying the defense. Like, if you're talking about not playing with fire, they did play with fire for 1 week.
Well, maybe they got to figure out how to do that on the road. Maybe they got a boost from the Monday night crowd. And maybe, you know, it's kind of easier to play with emotion when you're up, and they were up all that game. Yeah. Although then you could say the same about Sunday, and they didn't play with much emotion, I felt. That's just me. Do you guys agree? At 888-957-9570. Quarterback pressures. McKivitz, 5. Next up, Trent Williams, 3. Brendel, 3. Banks, 2. Pooney, 2. Sobert, 1.
And the bottom line is your quarterback had to get an MRI, even though you said it was clean on his back. That's not good. He's not the biggest dude either. Steiny, 10 rushes. How much of those were, you know, because he was running for his life? But, I mean, they got to be better. They just do. So you talked about, and I ain't forgot your lesson. I didn't agree with it. Load management in football, and out of nowhere, Kittle wasn't available. But I'm watching this closely, Steiny. Like, a back is – I don't got to tell you how serious that is, but it is strange. He gets six – he comes off a game where he got sacked six times. He's running for his life, doing everything he can against the Rams, and he played exceptional. And now he's got whatever's going on. Like, you got to protect him better.
This is a good point from the 510, and I'd forgotten it, but it's true. You say two home games, you say two games on the road, but SoFi was 75% Niners fans. Yeah, you're right. I can't deny that. You know I'm not a big fan of this word, but the 360 nails it. No swagger. They don't have any swagger right now.
Mm.
Ayuk going public is not the issue, says the 503. The issue is his poor body language and attitude for somebody who just got paid to run cardio routes and drop passes. He's been acting this way since the Super Bowl loss. He makes it all about him. That's what a lot of that describes a few receivers. Let's just put it that way. But Ayuk's not off to a good start. That's obvious.
Yeah.
That's absolutely obvious. Let's take a listen to some of Kyle Shanahan. And this is the one that I'm going to start at the bottom because I found this one interesting. And the reason I found it interesting is because it sounds to me like a coach who, I don't want to say is reaching, but it's a coach who doesn't want to exactly give in to getting beat fair and square. Take a listen.
You'd love to be able to make the tackle at the gunner. I loved how I think Malik shot his guns, which slows the guy down a little bit. And you need a contained player on that play when he gets to the sidelines. You know, there was a clip in the back, which would have, you know, negated him from getting to the sidelines. But once they did end up clipping us, he got to that edge, and our contained player who was supposed to be there was not there. He was sucked up in the middle. And then it gets to that, which led to a huge play. And that's coaching, that's playing, that's everything. But that's why it happened. And we got to make sure that we get a guy there. Because if they do get to the edge, however they get to the edge, you better have a guy in contain. And we didn't.
Once they clipped, they were, you know, refs missed a call.
Yeah.
Refs missed a call.
But right, that was just like we talked about. It was one play of the game. And as Evan pointed out, we were talking about the drop by Ronnie Bell. That was second down. You know, you still had other times to make up for that. And it seems like two of the three games this season, the Niners haven't, you know, we get fixated on one play, but there's other opportunities that are not being had. And that's why they sit at 1-2.
From the 510, this is interesting. And the texter may be onto something. The hangover is not from the Super Bowl appearance. It's from the lousy off season. I can throw the training camp in there, too. I mean, their guys didn't play a lot in training camp. And now they've started the season pretty slow.
Well, and to Evan's point, they dominated the Jets,
well,
right?
The Jets stunk. Let's put the rat on the table that night.
Well, there's a reason you stink. The Niners made them stink.
They're 2-1.
Yeah.
Right, but let's not forget that Aaron Rodgers is playing his first game in like 2 years. Right. So they got the benefit of having him rusty, and
they ran the ball down their throat, which has still been the good thing about this Niners season and offense, Donnie. They've been running the ball effectively.
They have.
Baldy was talking about, I'll call it the backup to the backup, but he was just talking about the yards per attempt for Mason, Donnie. That's kind of going down, you know, the more he carries, and that's kind of obvious, but you want to give him some rest too. Now, I'm not saying a quarter, but you want to have some relief for him, and that's why we saw Garindo. I don't know what you thought of him, but he ran the ball, and especially
yeah,
now that everything is
he ran the ball.
Is Red Cross, you got to be careful. You don't want to run anybody in the ground is my point.
This is Baldy. Brian Baldy are on with the morning show on Jordan Mason's workload.
I mean, he's got 70 touches now, Joe, in three games. Like, you know, you're on pace right now for 300. He's never done this before. I don't know if he can hold up the way they're going. You know, you need Debo back. You need Garendo. Like, you can't – I don't think you could pound Jordan Mason because of the way that he runs. Like, he finishes his runs. He finishes hard, which is great. You want that. I don't know that he can handle 70 more touches the next 3 weeks without wearing down. You look at his total yards right now. You look at his yards per carry since that Jet game. It has decreasingly gone down.
Yep.
And so that's not a great sign right now.
Wow. That's Brian Baldinger on with the morning show. And to me, you know, it seems pretty obvious. And maybe we should have thought about it a little bit before, but you can't go from a backup who doesn't carry the ball a lot to all of a sudden a guy who's
Earl Campbell
asked to run 20, 25 times a game. And you got to start thinking about how much he can last and how much he can do over the course of a season. So, you know, maybe they got to really monitor Jordan Mason in the next few weeks to see what he looks like. I thought he looked pretty good on Sunday, but Baldy's right. He runs hard.
Oh, man.
He runs hard. And so does Deebo Samuel. And sometimes you have to just acknowledge that the guys who play like that might get hurt a little more than the guys who don't.
McCaffrey runs hard also, Stoney.
He does. He does.
He takes a
pounding.
And he's hurt. Yeah.
So there you go. And he's gotten hurt. So I don't know.
Corindo had 5 carries for 19 yards, 3.8 a pop. So his longest was 6 yards. But, I mean, man, at this point, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, Stoney, I know it's a violent sport. You just mentioned it. You can't manipulate it. But, damn, man, Baldy, that was some real stuff about J.P. Mason.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. If I asked you what's the one big thing wrong with the 49ers, how would you answer that right now? How would you answer it?
And yours is no swagger, no fire.
Sure. Sure.
Man.
That's one of them.
I watched that this week.
That's one of them. I mean, there's so many. I mean, to me, the stars have not performed well. Your big boys have not played well, other than Brock Purdy. I mean, you can make it, like, Brock Purdy's having the best year of any Niner, probably other than Fred Warner right now. Maybe Jordan Mason.
Yeah.
So Purdy's been the bright spot. He's the one player that we're not worried about right now. It doesn't feel like outside of the issue with his back.
Yeah, no doubt.
If he has one. So that's been a real nice silver lining for the San Francisco 49ers. But,
and you got to throw Juwan in there, too. I know it was one game.
Yeah, sure. You know, the defensive backfield doesn't look great. They're not. The offensive line hasn't been great. The defensive line, not very good.
Like, that's a lot.
Exactly. So pretty much the whole team. Their best receiver, not doing well.
Special teams.
Special teams. Question is it correctable or not? Do you think this is all correctable if you're a 49er fan?
Well, it better start this Sunday at 1:25 against the Pats.
And if it is correctable, does that give you a little bit more optimism for the rest of the season? Where is the optimism right now with the San Francisco 49ers?
If I asked you, do you think McCaffrey's coming back? You could say, "Ooh, I don't care," but I'm asking you.
I do care. I don't know.
Wow.
I have no idea.
I feel like none. He's not coming back after this first stint on the IR, Stoney. Like, I feel like that'll be extended.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Being in Germany is not good to me.
No, Christian McCaffrey seeing a specialist in Germany for his Achilles issue. Brock Purdy left that game Sunday with some back soreness. He's day-to-day. We'll find out. Well, they don't practice today, so we'll figure out what his status is tomorrow. But
that's a 1:05 start, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, if you made a list of who's playing well for the Niners and who isn't, the list of who isn't is going to be significantly longer than who is.
Wow.
But, I mean, to me, you go to the stars. Brock Purdy, well, he's been great. He's not been the problem. Brandon Ayuk, well, he's been a problem. Trent Williams, he's been a problem. Nick Bosa, he's been a problem. Those guys just aren't performing up to their standards. And the question is, why? Like, what's going on here? 888-957-9570 is the number. Hey, at 7 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game, we're going to be airing a 2-hour special on mental health featuring some of the biggest names in music, news, and sports, and some of the most respected mental health professionals. I'm Listening is our 2-hour special, spreading awareness about mental health and the message that talk saves lives. The show will be hosted by Carson Daly, and it's available on the Odyssey app. For more info, visit imlistening.org.